Phil Hendry.
All right, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. And we've got truth as our bitch on this show, wherever we can find it, however we can get to it, and like that. Now, thank you very much for the Prancercise. That was a real, that was a thrill and a half, I'll tell you. Very goofy, very weird, very scary, but nonetheless, a part of the American zeitgeist these here days. Our website is philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. At that website, you get a backstage pass. What is that? It's a subscription to our website. For 1 month, it's $9.99. You have access to 5,000 hours of audio. You have access to live streaming video of our show each and every night. And by the way, we're going to have some big video cast news coming up. Not going to tell you about it now, but there will be. It's going to be huge. It's going to be huge. But you do have access to our video cast. You have access to our webisodes. You have access to the Milwaukee Lion broadcasts during the regular season, the football season of Dickman America, with Jack I. Gagner and Brett Morrison, as well as the archives of those broadcasts. You have access to our video archive. You have access to just a plethora of miscellany, television pilots, radio interviews, TV interviews. We've got it's a media repository unlike any other in the world. The largest collection of audio of any single radio show anywhere in the world. No one disputes that. No one has come forward to say, you're wrong, Mr. Hendry. We have one that's bigger. And okay, why don't you go ahead and pull it out and whip it on the bar. And
I beg your pardon.
Excuse me. But in any event, it's over there at philhenryshow.com. So get yourself that backstage pass before you live to regret it for the rest of your days. All right. Now, Michael Douglas, over the last 24 hours, the actor, has said that he apparently had gotten some form of oral or throat cancer from oral sex. This was the statement that he made, and he's sticking by it. And a lot of people, when he came out and said that, naturally because he's an actor, everyone thought, well, he must be some kind of a jive ass. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, sure. And I guess you just think you're all that, huh? Because essentially what he was saying was, yeah, I got throat cancer and I got mouth cancer or whatever the cancer was that he had because I got a virus that is obtainable only through, or I should say, you only get the virus or are infected by the virus through oral sex, meaning he, the man, performing oral sex on, you know.
Well, on his wife.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Well, are you saying he was cheating on his wife?
Maybe with a guy.
Will you get out of here, bud?
Yeah, well, how do you know?
I don't. Are you saying that Michael Douglas got oral? He was giving. Are you saying he's gay?
I'm not saying he's gay or nothing. He's just saying he got oral sex.
I think we can go ahead and take his word for it, okay? And the fact is that it has been transmitted from woman to man that way. I mean, oftentimes we think of infection by way of oral sex being transmitted man to woman, but in this instance, and in other instances, so I'm told, men have been infected or have gotten this virus by way of oral sex after performing it, you know, them being the active party in that particular act of love making. So it got a lot of people talking, and it got a lot, like I said, it got a lot of smirks and a lot of people just, yeah, sure. But it turns out it's very true. And
now you have some of the statistics, Phil, correct?
Well, I don't have the statistics firsthand, but I can tell you, first of all, let's be very clear what we're talking about. It's called the HPV virus. And this is the virus that is, what the hell is that, man? It's like a herpes virus, or it's like a herpes simplex, I believe. And it can reside or be transmitted, and it infects or otherwise, you know, affects the throat, the mouth, and eventually, in some instances, not in all, and not even in a majority of them, but in some instances, it turns into a form of cancer. And of course, that's quite frightening. I don't think there's anything more frightening, especially a guy like me, in doing what I do for a living, or maybe even a Michael Douglas, getting oral cancer.
Eddie Van Halen had oral cancer, too.
Eddie Van Halen, I believe, had cancer of the of the tongue.
Yes, and I don't think that what you did on your show was tasteful at all. It made me sick.
Oh, take it easy, will you?
What'd you do?
Well, we made pretended like Eddie Van Halen was on the show and he only had half a tongue.
I think that's absolutely sick. This is what he was doing. He's going... Why, you little...
Hey, take it easy, Margaret. What are you, a friend of the family?
I just don't think it's right. I don't like the things. I don't like it when it laughs.
Take it easy. HPV causes a growing number of oral cancers, according to this article. Yes, it does. HPV causes a growing number. It replaces tobacco as the oral cancer cause of the moment, shall we say. Health officials say the sexually transmitted human papillomavirus, a known cause of cervical cancer, has surpassed smoking and alcohol use to become the leading cause of head and neck cancers in the U.S., particularly among men. Differences in oral cancer by cause. There's tumors, so on and so forth. There's a big article here. An interview in The Guardian with Michael Douglas raised questions about HPV, and here are some answers. Michael Douglas discussed his battle with throat cancer in an interview with The Guardian newspaper, in which doctors raised the point that some throat cancers can be caused by a sexually transmitted virus, HPV, related to the cervical cancer. So, meaning the woman is carrying this virus, which can cause cervical cancer in women, and then by way of oral sex, it's transmitted to the man. And, wow, man, who would ever thought that we would reach a point in our understanding of cancer that we would more and more be thinking of it in terms of viruses?
Yeah, it's when the one time I said a guy come down with cancer, you were laughing.
Well, you don't say that a guy comes down with cancer.
What, you call up like 911?
Why would you call up 911 if you got cancer?
You came down with it.
What are they going to do?
Send out an ambulance.
Send out an ambulance, huh? Because it's life and death?
Yeah, I think so. You got to have a cancer.
It's not life and death to the point where you must get an ambulance right away. You can wait.
Well, I wouldn't want to chance it.
Oh, get out of here. Chance it. What are you going to chance, man? Uh-oh, I came down with cancer. Get an ambulance. I better get to the hospital so they can get me in chemo and get me in radiation because, you know, we don't have any time to lose. No, my friend. It doesn't work like that, okay? You only get an ambulance if you got, like, a heart attack or something like that.
Well, I don't understand the difference, ma'am.
You're not going to die right away from cancer.
Yeah, but you do agree you're going to come down with it.
So you come down with it. So what? It doesn't mean you get an ambulance. USA Today asked cancer experts to explain HPV's role in oral cancer and other diseases. What causes oral cancers? Those of the tongue, tonsils, and the back of the throat. Well, comes the answer. Both smoking and HPV, the human... Papillomavirus.
That sounds like a place you go for vacation, doesn't it?
Papillomavirus?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Papilloma.
Okay, fine. Papilloma does. When you add virus to it, that doesn't sound like any vacation spot that I want to go to.
I think there's a place in Mexico called that, though.
There's no place in Mexico called papillomavirus.
What about papilloma?
Okay, yes, there is.
Fine.
Great, you win. Wow.
Well, Phil, don't dig your heels in on ridiculous things.
I'm digging my heels in. All right, so anyway, Douglas, age 68, had previously blamed his cancer, detected at stage 4, the most advanced kind, on years of smoking and drinking. And while tobacco has long been a leading cause of head and neck cancers, HPV now causes far more cases, says Lori Worth, director of head and neck oncology at Massachusetts General Hospital. Now, what's the story here, Robert?
Well, it sounded to me like Michael Douglas originally said, yeah, I smoked and drank, but now I found out about a virus that you get on oral sex. Yeah, that's how I got it.
Yes, it does sound like he's backtracked a little bit.
And why would you say that?
On account he makes him look like a stud there. Yeah, hey, I don't want to say nothing, but yeah, you know.
Yeah?
Well...
Yeah, look, I don't want to jump in here too quick, but I think my oral cancer was probably... It sounds like something Chris Norton would say. Well, get me on the phone.
Do I want you to get you on the phone?
Get him on the phone.
You want us to get him on the phone?
Who, Norton? No, I don't want to talk to him about this. He doesn't know a damn thing about this stuff. Not a damn thing. Who else could we talk to about this?
Well, I don't know, Phil. Steve Bozell?
Steve Bozell? You want to get him on the line?
Yeah.
Why would Steve Bozell know?
I think because of his, you know, I think he'd be a good man to talk to. He's a family man. He's not going to be lording it over anyone.
Well, all right. So how fast are HPV-related cancers growing? The proportion of HPV-related oral tumors has grown from 16%.
Get him on the line now.
Will you take it easy, bud? I'm still talking. 16% to, wait a minute. Am I reading that right? 72%? Wow. All oral cancer 1984 to 1989 to 72%. Wow. Is that just because it's more? Well, I better not say. Stephen Bozell is joining us. Where are you at right now, Steve?
Well, right now, Phil, I'm at a builder's convention here at the LA Convention Center right now. Just looking at building materials, dry rock, things like that.
We saw this article about the HPV virus causing oral cancer in men. And Margaret was telling us that you might be somebody to talk to about this.
Well, I mean, I had read about it, and I had immediately checked myself into the City of Hope, which is over here in the Monrovia area, because I felt that I wanted to get clear on this right away. There might have been a run on it. They might have had more guys checking in the City of Hope, but as soon as I heard that HPV was transmitted from the lady to the man and could give you cancer of your neck, your throat, and every part of, you know, everything about that, so I went and checked myself in the City of Hope, and I said, I want a private room, I want a bed, I want the best medical care money can buy. And
now, why were you panicking?
Well, sir, I wasn't panicking.
Well, Steve, it sounded like you were panicking when you said you want the best medical care money can buy.
All right, but I mean, I was basically saying I want to get this cleared up right now. I want to know, is that going to give me cancer? Because I had reluctantly, and I shouldn't say reluctantly, but I had, you know, involved myself in that kind of sexual activity with my wife because I wanted to give her the very best that, you know, that I had to give. And, you know, I felt that, you know, April was, there was a period in our marriage where I felt that maybe she was getting disinterested in me. So I went ahead and went, you know, I went for it. And I went whole hog and I was all in, you know. And,
okay, all right. You committed yourself sexually?
Yeah, I committed myself sexually and everything to it. And I said, you know, whatever there is to do, man, I'm there. And, boy, when your woman looks at you and she gets that half smile on her face and tells you to shut the door behind you, and you're like, dear God, I hope I'm man enough to do it.
You hope you're man enough? What did you say?
I hope I'm man enough to do it. And so, you know, it was a good 3-4 days before we come out of there.
Where were you? Where were you?
This was a wedding anniversary, right, Steve?
Yeah, it was. It was our 15th wedding anniversary up at the Madonna Inn in San Luis Obispo.
The Madonna Inn, okay.
Yeah. And we were in, probably didn't leave the room 3-4 days. And I was all in, you know, they had said to me, give an example, which is embarrassing to me.
Hold on, I got a break and we'll be back for the story, okay?
Say that again?
I have to break, we'll be back for your story.
Yeah, well, it has to do with me mumbling something.
That's fine. Let's take a break here and we'll be back. Stephen Bozell, as we talk about HPV, this virus related to oral tumors causing mouth and neck and throat cancer. Michael Douglas claims he had it and got it by performing oral sex. Let's find out more about it here from Stephen Bozell, who had a full weekend of it at the Madonna Inn in San Luis Obispo. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth
this was their
is our bitch.
I want people to know that.
The Phil
yes,
Hendry Margaret. Show.
They were married people. I want everyone to know they're married people. No laughing.
Yes, ma'am.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It is the Phil Hendry Show, speaking with Stephen Bozell here from the Builders Convention at the L.A. Convention Center as we talk about this HPV virus. And I've got to get this pronounced properly here. Margaret, can you give me a hand with this?
Yes, it is the human palamalababa. Well, hold on, I'll get it. It's HPV. You don't need to pronounce it, Phil, do you?
Well, I think so.
HPV is the human palabada.
Here, let me do it. It's transmitted by way of the mouth. Okay, that's right away.
We know that.
And
never mind. HPV virus is fine. And so, Steve, you learned of the HPV virus while you were celebrating your 15th wedding anniversary with April, your wife, right?
Yes, sir. That's correct. And we're at the Madonna Inn, and I had told her, and I had the article, and I said, and this was back, say, in the, you know, back the spring of 2000, you know, 2000. I'm a little bit nervous. It was the spring of 2012. How do you say it? 20, do you say 2000 or you say 20?
Either way.
Okay, it was 2009?
Yeah, 2009.
Or 2009.
All right, so this was your 15th wedding anniversary.
No, that wasn't. That was like our 11th.
Okay, that was your 11th wedding anniversary in 2009.
Yes, sir, and I found out about the HPV virus. Well, it just so happens that on that weekend, it was my 11th wedding anniversary with my wife, and she said to me that, you know, you're all in. I said, yeah, and she said, okay, and she packed the whole, she had a cooler full of sandwiches and drinks. She had made chicken salad. She'd made liverwurst. She made every kind of, and I said, how come you're doing that? We're going to be at the hotel. She said, I don't want any, you know, interruptions. And so I knew then, you know, that it was going to be 3 days of having, I mean.
Well, go ahead, Steve. Tell Phil. He told me before the interview, Phil.
What, Steve?
Well, it was going to be 3 days of me with my face, you know.
Okay, 3 days of, all right.
Yes, sir, because when I saw the cooler with sandwiches.
So April packed a cooler full of sandwiches and drinks.
Yes, ma'am, and I said, well, aren't we going to have room service, or aren't we going to, she said, no way, no way, no way. I don't want any interruptions, and I don't want you taking time out to go to the phone, and I don't want you, and we're not going no places. She said, for 3 solid, they said, everything you're going to need to eat, you get right there. And I said, well, she said, you go ahead, you can reach over and grab a sandwich while we're, you know.
God, man, your wife was.
Yeah, I was trying to say. So.
Well, did this scare you? You sound frightened.
Well, it scared me because only hours before, as we were driving up to San Luis Obispo, I had just gotten done reading an article about how HPV was running rampant. And it was going from you-know-what into a guy's mouth, lickety-split. And I said that to my wife, and she said, oh, you're trying to be funny.
What did you say to her?
I said, HPV is getting transmitted lickety-split. And she's like, you know, you're lower than whale dung. And,
Well, she didn't know you were making a joke.
No, ma'am, she didn't. And I was, but I also said.
All right, so you had just read this article about HPV is spreading like wildfire, let's say.
Yes, sir.
And then you're in the car, you're on your way up to the Madonna Inn for your 11th wedding anniversary. And what you were looking down, you felt you were looking down the barrel of a gun.
Yeah, that's exactly correct, Mr. Henry. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, I don't think that that's quite an enlightened view, Steve.
Well, why do you say that?
Well, first of all, I think because you're there, you're making love to your wife. It's a beautiful weekend. No man who's looking forward to a wedding anniversary with his wife should feel he's looking down the barrel of a gun.
I can tell you, Ms. Gray, and this is the God's honest truth, I had not felt like that since April and I had taken a cruise 2 years before. And I'll say this to you right now, Mr. Henry, to your audience. I talked to Cliff Pettigrew, and I said, have you got, you know, because I was under a lot of pressure, and I said, have you got any, Viagra?
Yeah, Viagra.
Yes, sir. And he said, I do. And I said, hey, man, yeah, I said, you got to lay it on me. I said, I'm telling you right now, you better lay some on me right now. And,
Well, let me interrupt you here. You sound nervous.
Yes, he sounds very panicked.
You sound panicked, you sound nervous. What's going on?
I'm frightened that my daughter may be listening in. Erica Dorton has been on the warpath over there at CK Corona.
No, you're talking about your daughter's middle school and the teachers over there?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, don't worry about it, okay? Let's just get through this. All right, so what about this Viagra?
Well, yeah, I asked Cliff Pettigrew if I could get, you know, if I could cop some Viagra from him. He said, you know, sure enough, you know, I mean, you know, who's your daddy and all that. Anyway, I took this Viagra on a cruise to the Caribbean, and you'd think that there'd be no more romantic thing than a...
Hold on, Steve. Gonna take a break.
Oh, come on. Will you man up?
I'm sorry, you know.
Well, we need to get... He's very nervous.
Yeah. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Stephen Bozell talking to us about, about almost contracting this HPV virus himself. And some of the stories leading up to that. It's the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com, and join us online at our website for our live streaming videocast of the show, as well as our podcast tomorrow. If you miss our show tonight, the audio, you can pick it up as a podcast tomorrow with your backstage pass automatically loaded to your device. We also have a classic podcast. We owe you guys a couple of classic podcasts from this week, and so we'll have two classic podcasts delivered to you tomorrow. Two, baby. From our website, and let's see, what else? Just a bunch of stuff. Right now we have Stephen Bozell on the line with us from Corona, California, as we continue talking to him from the L.A. Builders Convention about this HPV virus, which you were in fear of contracting as the result of 3 days of a wedding anniversary at the Madonna Inn, Steve. Now, I want to continue with this discussion. So you were telling us a little bit about a vacation you took prior to that to the Caribbean, and you used Viagra.
Yeah, I'd gone to the Caribbean. I asked Cliff Pettigrew, who was a member of my crew, I'm going to need some Viagra, and I'm going to need some, because I'm going on a cruise, and I don't think that there's too many men out there who don't know what I mean when I say to them, you know, when your wife books a cruise for you. My friend, you better get Viagra, whatever you need, you better get it. And I'll tell you right now, I wasn't taking any chances. And, because you're on a boat, and a boat is, I'm not telling you any secrets, but I tell you that a boat has not got no land, you know, it's on the water. So there's no land for you to get off and go, and you'll be on land, and you can go places on land in way far away. But not if you're on a boat. If you're on a boat and you need to get out of there, there's no way. And if your wife comes looking for you, you could be in the ESPN bar. A lot of these cruise ships now have the sports bars. And you're up there, and all you're trying to do is get a beer and maybe get a second wind. And here comes your old lady once again. It ain't been 5 minutes, and she's bringing you back to the cabin. So,
I mean, what is this with you, man? Your wife, it's like you are it's like you're a slave or something.
Well, like I said, you can ask any man you want. I don't know if you've been on too many cruises.
Yeah, I've been on a few.
Well.
So anyway, you had this Viagra, and it didn't work?
Yeah, I took the Viagra because I knew I was sitting in the ESPN bar, and the bartender there was a guy named Rudy. And I said, top me off, and he topped me off. And I looked, saw my wife coming down the gangway, and I said, oh, man. So I went ahead and I popped two more Viagra, and I head on back to the cabin, and it didn't work. It was almost like it was almost like reverse. In other words, it went back up into my body. I mean, I can't explain it.
What do you mean it went back up into your body?
Well, I can't explain it, but it just seemed to it was. And I asked the doctor. I said, "Does Viagra, is it supposed to shrink you?" And he goes, "No." And I get. And I got panicked, and I started to hyperventilate. And they said, "What's wrong?" I said, "It shrunk it up." And so, in any event,
all right, let's get off that kick. My understanding is Viagra doesn't work unless you're aroused. Let's get off that. So,
oh, so you were not aroused for your wife?
I don't want to say because April may be listening, and in fact, I know she is because she always listens when I'm on. And honey, I was very aroused. Well.
All right, let's move on. So now it's your wedding anniversary. You're at the Madonna Inn. Your wife has packed a cooler full of sandwiches so you can't go anywhere.
That's right.
And now I've got on the line here, is this Darren Sherbert, right?
Yeah, Mr. Sherbert.
Darren Sherbert, who works at, did work there, at the not at the Madonna Inn, but Mr. Sherbert worked at a restaurant where they made a delivery. Is that correct? Mr. Sherbert, how are you tonight?
Very good.
Now, when you talked to Mr. Bozell, what did he say?
Well, that was it. I didn't understand anything he said because I had knocked on the door, and Mr. Bozell had said something that was, I couldn't understand him. And I said, well, the anniversary cake.
Yes, sir, I knew you had an anniversary cake, and I tried to tell you to hold on. I'll be there in a minute.
Right, but I couldn't understand him. And I stood there with the cake until I finally had contacted the front desk at the hotel and said, I believe the man is having a problem.
And see, that's where that was none of your business.
When you say it's none of my business, I heard...
What did you hear, sir?
I'm listening to a man going, as if he was gagged.
And I told you I had not been gagged, but he wouldn't listen to me.
Well, and then the hotel opened the door. And that's when, unfortunately, we did see him, or we saw part of him, and I said, are you all right, sir? And I heard,
All right, so what was happening? Are you telling me that you're you know...
Well, three guesses, Phil.
Yes.
Thank you very much, sir. Mr. Sherbert?
Yes.
Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it. All right, so, Steve, apparently...
Yeah, would you get it now? And so we didn't get the wedding cake. They had to break down the door. The wedding cake, it's all... Or the anniversary cake, it's all... And I'm sitting there, and I'm trying to say, bring it in. But I said to my wife, I said, well, you got to let me up for some air so I can... And
she wouldn't let you.
That is asinine. I don't believe the story.
You don't believe the story. You can ask my wife.
So, in other words, you weren't even able to be heard. You could not be understood because of the other activity you're involved in.
That's exactly right. I'm sitting there, for all the world, a healthy, grown man, and I sounded like I have had, I sounded as if I'd had my jaw broken or my jaw dislocated. I was like that. And I said, you know, my eyes, I just looked up at April, and I just tried to bulge my eyes out to show how frightened and how scared I was. I was just like, please, you know, my eyes are open, but I couldn't say nothing. I was just going, like that. And
you know what? The two of you sound, excuse me for saying this, you sound like a couple of idiots. You know that?
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, why didn't she? I don't understand why she wouldn't. Well.
Yeah, thank you.
So finally, because they couldn't understand what you were saying, they finally got the door open and they were able to deliver this cake, but it fell and it broke, and that was the end of that.
Yeah, that was the end of that. So, you know, and this is all, and I said to my wife, I'm scared to death of this HPV virus. And she said, okay, just because you said that. Now you're doing double duty. And she's all, ha, ha, ha. So you got to understand, Mr. Henry, you know, to you and to your listeners, it's all a big...
Well, I think that's childish.
Well, yeah, but to you it's a big joke.
Well, you're trying to get me to believe that your wife gets you up to the Madonna Inn for a three-day wedding anniversary vacation. You got your face buried in it for 3 days. She won't even let you get up enough air to say, hey, yeah, come on in and put the cake anywhere. And that's what you're trying to tell me.
That's not what I'm trying to tell you. That's what I am telling you. That's not what I am telling you. That's what it is that it is being told to. That's not what it is told. That's.
I get it, man. You're telling me the truth.
Thank you.
All right. I would love it if one of these days I'm going to talk to your wife and find out what went on.
You can go right ahead if you want.
Now, there's one other thing. You were afraid of Erica Dorton calling in. Is that correct?
No, I was just talking about my daughter, and I didn't want her going off to the school and reporting this. And we took the phone call here during the commercial break. I'll play back the tape, Jerry. You hear that, Phil?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's all there was.
Did that come into your home?
Yeah, it came into my home about 15 minutes ago.
I heard crickets. I didn't hear breathing.
Yeah, that's Dorton. That has Dorton written all over it.
I thought she breathes into the phone.
She breathes into the phone. Go ahead and play it again, Jerry. My wife answered the phone? Yeah, April answered the phone, and then it ended there.
And why do you suppose Dorton is calling in now?
Well, she's calling in now because I'm talking about having my face buried.
Well,
you can laugh if you want. You okay? Oh, right, sure.
Well, what are you bawling for, man? I mean, here is the thing. You got a daughter that goes to this... Is that...
Yeah, that's the tape. Okay, turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it off. It freaks me out. God, it scares me so.
I'm going to tell you right now, as I said, your daughter's running your life, and you've heard people say that. This school, this Erica Dorton, who's either breathing into the phone or now she's running crickets through it, whatever that means.
Well, it's a recording.
Yeah, I know it's a recording. Okay, because she doesn't like you talking about the HPV virus that you were afraid you got when you took your wife. By the way, did you ever get it?
Get what?
This HPV virus.
No, I didn't, thank God. No, I did not. And it's only by the grace of God that I didn't, because I spent 3 days with my face shoved. Yeah, I mean, it was shoved. There was no way. And all I can say to... Yeah, you hear that? Those are two extra calls that come in here over the last few minutes from Dorton.
All right, well, I will say that you probably have something to deal with there in terms of the school butting into your personal life, Steve. Thank you very much for your report on the HPV virus. We're very happy to know that you didn't get it. And so, and my understanding is, by way of the medical research that we've seen, it's less than 30% chance that HPV is that the HPV virus, or that I should say throat cancer or oral cancer, less than 30% caused by this virus transmitted sexually.
Well, I hope you're right. I've spent a great many nights reading up on it. I've spent a great many nights praying. And I've spent a great many nights just doing, you know, just the only way I could communicate was with my eyes. Just looking at my wife and pleading with my eyes, please.
With your eyes?
Yeah.
Because his...
Oh, okay. All right. Well, yeah, I understand.
Yeah, okay.
Steve, thank you very much for joining us from the convention tonight.
Thank you.
Stephen Bozell.
That sounds dead, guys. He's PW.
It doesn't matter if he's PW or not. He is a hypochondriac. He thinks he's going to get this cancer and that ridiculous description of the weekend he spent with his wife.
Well, he's trying to say that he barely was able to get his face free, and in fact, she had a cooler full of sandwiches.
Well, I can understand that. Some women don't want their men to be distracted, but still.
Yeah. We're going to take a break, folks. We'll be right back. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com.
Truth is our bitch.
What do you mean, yeah?
The Phil Hendry Show.
A cooler full of sandwiches so he doesn't get distracted. I've got... Welcome back, yeah. So we're all done with this?
No, we're all done with Michael Douglas.
Yeah, we're all done with talking about Michael Douglas and whether he not, you know, where he got his throat cancer, I don't know. But it's less than 30%, so it's probably the case that he got it from smoking and drinking. But somebody said to him, hey, you know, you might have gotten it from oral sex, and that sounds a lot better than smoking and drinking. So I think he just took it upon himself.
Well, you know, maybe the doctor was able to do the biopsy.
See, yeah, there is a way of biopsying the tumor and finding out if, in point of fact, it was the HPV virus. And maybe they did, I don't know, maybe they did that with Michael Douglas. I have no idea. All right, welcome back here, folks. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And we are going to be rolling out a mobile version of our website very, very soon. As a matter of fact, we did a beta test with some of our Backstage Pass subscribers. We had them review and take a look, I should say, at our new mobile site. And they're going to give us their determinations here very, very shortly. We will probably have a report on it on our website. And based upon their recommendations, based upon the things that they see, that they like, that they don't like, we will implement these things in the new design of our mobile site. But we're very excited about having the mobile site because we've had people requesting it for a long time. A good mobile site is fun to use and makes navigating a site very easy. It is not good if it eliminates things that you were able to access with the full site. I'll give you an example of that. Back during the Casey Anthony trial, I was able to, and I was using Channel 9 Orlando. I was going to their website so that I could see that day's videotape of the trial.
Right.
Because I had an iPhone, at some point, Channel 9's website or what have you, because at some point, it directed me over to their mobile site. I even went so far as to try to get onto the desktop site, to get on the full site, and I wasn't able to do it. And so I'm on their mobile site. Well, guess what they didn't have on their mobile site? They didn't have their media. It's a television station, so you'd think that they would make available on their mobile site their media, their videotape reports, the trial, the whole thing. No, they rolled out the mobile site too quickly. They've got all of this verbiage. They have all of these articles that they've published, but there's none of the media available that I wanted. And so there I was, stuck with their mobile site, and they lost me, man, to the extent that it matters to Channel 9 Orlando. It probably doesn't, but, you know, here was a guy out here in California that was going to their website every day and looking at the...
Well, what were you looking at?
Looking at a Casey Anthony.
Don't yell at me.
Oh, take it easy. Yeah, I was looking at the Casey Anthony trial.
You're looking at the Casey Anthony trial. Wasn't there some other place you could get it?
Yeah, there was eventually. I found another place, but it wasn't Channel 9. What I'm telling you is, they rolled out there halfway through this trial as I was using their site to look at the Casey Anthony videotape at the end of each day, because I'm not watching it during the day. I'm sleeping half the freaking day because I'm working late. Halfway through the trial, they suddenly launched their mobile site, which I was getting on my phone, and I wasn't getting any of their media. So I don't believe that it's a good time to launch a mobile site when the things that people go to your website for, and if you're a television station, excuse me, call me crazy, but I think that maybe some of the stuff people go to your website for could possibly be stuff that you can see, like a videotape. Anyway, so that was the end of that. So I did not want, and I do not want, our mobile site launched unless everything that people go to our site for is available. And it is. It is. I double-checked it myself. We were out in Burbank last week, and I was actually accessing it mobile through my phone, and we were in the middle of a meeting. I said, oh, look at this, man. Here's our new mobile site. I checked it out. It looks really good. I was able to get on and look at the video. I was able to get on there and look at and listen to audio. It's a beautiful thing. And then we also had our listeners, our Backstage Pass subscribers, they, too, were able to look at it. So we're very proud of it. I think it does what it's supposed to do. It's easy to navigate by way of a mobile phone.
What about you're talking about making on an iPad?
What?
What are you talking about?
You're saying that ABC, theirs is good.
Oh, ABC, from what I understand, ABC for use on the iPad, for use on the tablet, ABC has a mobile site that you literally page through as if you're reading a book. It goes from right to left, and that's like state of the art, man. And that's for an iPad, and that's what you're talking about when you're talking about a good mobile site, something that you can use on the device that you're using it on, that is easy to navigate and takes you to the places you want to go to, and you're not having to look at little tiny links that are about the size of a gnat's ass, and you can't see it, and that, and everything else, you know.
And what about the fact that you have subscribers?
Well, there still is a login, but the login at least is big and it's usable and it's friendly. There it is. It's like bang, right there in front of your face. You log in easily, and there you go. And of course, you can easily hold on to your password. So check it out, folks, as we get closer and closer to the launch of the mobile site. We'll let you know, and then you tell us what you think. Jennifer Love Hewitt is about to add mommy to her resume. The client list starlet, age 34, is expecting a child with co-star and real-life beau Brian Hallisey. Her rep confirms to People, "This is a wonderful time. We're looking forward to starting our family together," a statement reads. The baby also said, "I'm very, very happy to be being born. And Jennifer Love Hewitt, I mean, are you kidding me? She's going to be my mom. I'm very, very excited," said the baby in the... I'm nuts.
No, don't do that unless it's actually in there.
Don't go grabbing it from me.
Yeah, we don't know if you tell the truth or not.
If you want to know if I'm telling the truth, just ask. Don't grab the copy from me.
Well, are you telling the truth?
Let's see, the baby was quoted from the womb?
Okay.
Well?
Do you think the baby was quoted in the womb, bud?
In the what?
In the womb.
You think they got a comment from the baby? Well, what do you mean?
Did they get a comment from the baby before it was born?
What a blockhead.
No, I guess not.
Hey, here you go. That's it. No, they didn't. So, was Phil kidding? I think so.
A little bit.
Yeah. In addition to her acting, the mom-to-be has also been a strong supporter of embracing a woman's body, curves and all, after unflattering photos of the actress on the beach surfaced in December 2007. She was not pregnant at the time, but had been through a couple of boxes of Crullers and had also gone... No, it's... I'm kidding!
No, we don't know.
Well, they're not saying. Was she pregnant in December 2007?
Who are you talking about?
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
I don't know. I don't keep track.
Because they said that pictures surfaced of her on the beach 2007, and she had an ass on her 15 axe handles across.
Really?
No. Anyway.
Why don't you just say what's there, Phil? Because people think it's real.
Because I'm having some fun. Love what you look like right now. Remember I said it 10 years from now because it's the greatest gift I can give, Hewitt told People after debuting her new svelte shape in June 2010. But that quickly went to hell in a handbasket as her big ass... I'm joking. All right, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Why don't you let me just mess around with it, okay?
Because it is not factual, it's not true.
That's what I say to that.
Phil Hendry.